Yoredeya Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Ribis, Halacha Hey, we're in the Rosh Prokim before Rav Nosson Zal begins the actual Halacha. We're in the last part of it actually, and we're up to the subparagraph, Vizeh Chatzois Lailo Okum. In my version, it's page 383, the left hand column. We dedicate the learning today, Leiloi Nishmas, Itabasya Bas Rabbi Chiel Michal Halevi, the daughter of my Rebbe, Reb Michal Dorfman, Zichron Avrocha, whose yahrzeit is today on the 24th of Tishrei. Also, Leiloi Nishmas, Rabbi Yaakov Barab Shlomoy, whose yahrzeit is today. And also, Leiloi Nishmas, Yerachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia, and Rosa Basi Tamar. And for complete refu shalema for all those that need it, Besoich Shar Chol Yisrael. We were talking about the topic of Zman versus Lamalam and Azman. Rabbeinu Zal mentions in a few chapters of Likut Moran, he discusses this topic of Lamalam and Azman, that Kiddusha Ruchnius is above the concept of space and above the concept of time. Time is a creation of Hashem. When Hashem created the world, the physical world, that's when time began. And just like Hashem, the Gemara says, Hashem is Mekoimoi Shel Oilam, Ve'ein Ho'oilam Mekoimoi. Hashem is the arena of the world. Hashem is not inside the world. The world is inside of Hashem. So too, Hashem is not contained within time at all. Time is a function, is contained, kaviyochel, inside of Hashem. And the ruchnis aspects of Hashem are above the concept of time. We've spoken about it a bit, and now Rav Nosson Zal says, Vizeh chatzois lailo okum. Dovra Melech gets up every night at midnight. Kizeh mailas chatzois. This is the importance of getting up at midnight, nidud hashena, pushing aside sleep, shemishom kol hashinuyin, because it's from sleep that all the diversity comes from. We said, Rabbeinu Zal had explained, that Zman, the lower the Das, the less Das, the longer the time. When a person's dreaming at night, their Das is at a very low point. Most of their Das has left. The Neshama leaves the person just about. So he's left with just a little bit of Neshama, a little bit of Das. Therefore, the time seems much longer. A person could fall asleep for a few minutes, and it could feel like a year or more. So the whole concept of sleep is a concept of histalkus hadas, where the zman is longer. And we said that that's where all the diversity comes in from. Shalideze tikun hakoil. And through, by being able to push aside sleep, through this brings about a tikun for everything, as we learned earlier. This will also explain why the great miracle of Yitzias Mitzrayim took place at midnight. And so too at the Haggadah, at the end of the Haggadah, there's a whole paragraph, Vayihi Bachatzi Halayla, where we list about 10 or 15 major events that took place bedavka at Chatzois. V'alkein Chatzois Misugol Kemoi Pidyon. And this is also why Rabbeinu Zal says on Likutei Moran that the tefillah, getting up at midnight and saying the tefillah of Tikkun Chatzois, accomplishes what giving a pidyon to a tzaddik accomplishes. What is a pidyon? Shehu al yidei mois hatzdoko shenoisnen lahatzadik voho ish hakosher. A pidyon is money, tzedaka, that's given to a tzaddik or to a truly religious person. Sheshom iker Tikkun Chatzdoko. And by giving it to this type of a person, this is the main tikkun of tzedakah. Why? Kikishenoisin la rosha upagum. Because when a person gives charity to a rosha or a person who is defective spiritually, umikolshkein la baal machlekes, especially if a person supports people who promote machlekes, chas v'shalom, Adaraba, then it has the opposite effect. Poigem yoiser, it causes more damage. Not only doesn't it repair anything, but it'll make things worse. Ki choizer umamshich hashefa chas v'shon lahashinuyim. Because by doing that, he's drawing shefa from Hashem. Instead of drawing it into achdus, he's drawing it into diversity. Ve'ikar hatzdoko lahaksherim vatzadikim anshei sholem. The most effective tzedakah is when it's given to religious people, tzaddikim, especially people who promote peace, people who are non-combative, non-machloikis oriented. V'zeh ikar ha-pidyon, and this is the main focus of a pidyon. K'alidei zeh nizbatlin kol ha-tzorois shenimshochem me-hashinuyim, shenimshochem me-bechinas tardema. Because again, when does a person give a pidyon? When there's a crisis, when there's a problem, a financial crisis, a health crisis, whatever the problem is, a tzora. These tzoros come from shinuyim, as we learned earlier. When there was only oneness, there were no problems. It's only when the diversity started coming, that's when the sitra achra is able to attach itself. So by giving tzedakah to anshei sholem, by this a person eliminates tzoros that come from these shinuyim, that come from the tardema. When Hashem wanted to create a second human being, he had to impose a tardema, that deep sleep, on Adam Rishon. Shemishom tchilas brias ha'odom hasheni boilam. And that's how the beginning of the creation of the second person, the second human being in the world took place. Shehi ho'isha, which is the woman, Chava. Shemimeno yotsu kol hadoyros kulam. And from her came forth all the subsequent generations. Validei chatzois. And by a person breaking the sleep, breaking the night, when for many people it's natural to sleep a complete night. And this person breaks the sleep. Meshaber mashena be'eis toikif hisgabrusoi. The person breaks the sleep when it's deepest. When a person is just getting into it, really into it, be'eis shehigia hadas letachlis hamiyut, at a point when the person's das has shrunken to almost the smallest possible, v'hahistalkus, and the das leaves the person for the most part. We know when we say that the neshama is the das, the sechel of a person. When we put on tefillin in the morning, we say shahaneshama shebemoichi imshar chushad kachosai. So when a person goes to sleep, the neshama leaves for the most part, which means the das leaves. This histalkus hadas. V'alkein chatzois mesugel kamay pidyoin. And based on this, we could understand why Rabbi Nezal compares these two. That just like a pidyon, we had learned in the previous year, mar betzdoka, mar besholoim, that tzdoka increases sholoim, and that's the focus, that's one of the main purposes of tzdoka, to promote sholoim. So too, the tikkun chatz, the getting up at chatzos, sleep is histalkus hadas, which is shinuyim, which promotes machloikis. Breaking the sleep is breaking that, is eliminating machloikis, which means striving for sholem, the same goal as the pidyon. Remember, this is in the Rosh Prokim. Rav Nosson Zal is presenting this here very briefly. Inside the halacha, he'll clarify, he'll explain it more broadly. And this explains why the Gemara in the beginning of Brachas says that it's very difficult for a person to know the exact moment of chatzos. Because this is something that we cannot understand. Because the concept of the das leaving, which is what the foundation of bechira, free choice, because that's how zman began. And where does all of this really originate? From that original tzimtzum of the cholol haponui. When Hashem wanted to create, and we're told in the beginning there was only oyer ein soif, there was only the infinite light of Hashem, there was no place for creation. So Hashem had to pull the light to the sides to vacate an area, that there should be a histalkus of the light. And light is synonymous with das. Today, this week's parsha, Bereishis, Vayar Lekim es ho'or ki toiv. Toiv is toira, oir, to, das, all of those things. So the concept of the beginning of creation is required a histalkus hadas. Bechinas shehu bechinas histalkus hamoyach vahadas can move on the maskilin, as is understood by those who study Kabbalah. Kol ze yefshel hasig kiim lemuvchorei yechidei hadoyris. To really fully understand this, only the choicest tzaddikim, muvchorei hadoyris means not at the tzaddik of every generation, a tzaddik in 10 or 20, 50 generations, k'moy Moshe, like a Moshe Rabbeinu, v'David, or a David HaMelech. V'zeh shamru sham, and that's why the Gemara says there in the beginning of Brachos, she'David hoyokom b'chatzois, v'osak b'toyra, David HaMelech would wake up at chatzois, he would study Torah, u'baboyker nichnesu etzloi, and in the morning, the leaders of Klal Yisrael would come to see him, v'amruloi, and they would say to him, you're the king, you're responsible, Amcho Yisrael tzrichin parnosa. The Jewish nation needs parnosa. What should we do? V'hupliya. This seems to be an incredible, strange thing. What? This is what they're coming to Dovar HaMelech with first thing in the morning? Achal pianal. However, based on what we've been learning, ki chatzois bechinas tzedaka, bitul hashinuyim, shemishom haparnosa. That we learned that chatzois is like pidyon, like tzedakah, which eliminates differences. It generates oneness, achdus. And that's the source of parnasa. Rabbeinu Zal brings a pasuk in Likutei Moharan, Hasam givuleich shalom chelev chitim yasbiech. Hashem, who places peace within your boundaries, will feed you from the fat of the wheat. And Rabbeinu Zal says, lefi goydel hashalom, Kain ha-parnosa benokel. According to, and we said, one machloikis can destroy 1,000 parnosos. So since chatzois is like tzedakah, which promotes shalom, therefore they came to him, and that's where parnosa comes from, therefore they came to him saying, okay, we're ready to receive parnosa. V'yal kein omar lehem, l'chu v'isparnasu ze mizeh. And this is why Dovid HaMelech's response was, go support each other. Go achieve parnasa from each other. Ki ze ikar hatikon, because this is the main accomplishment, bechinas achdus utzdaka v'sholem, creating a unity, which is brought about through the mitzvah of tzedakah, the osher and oni uniting, v'sholem and peace. Bitul hashinuyim, putting aside, eliminating the differences. Omuloi, so their response to Dovid HaMelech was, sorry, ein ha-koimetz mazbiyeh swari, ve'ein ha-boer mismalei michul yosef. If we do business with each other, we'll make a little bit of money, but that's not going to do it. That's not going to pay all our bills. That's not going to really sustain us. And so too, a koimetz, a small measure, a koimetz is the amount of flour that the koin picks up within his three fingers of the korb mincha. That's not going to satisfy a lion. And when you have a ditch, and you want to fill up the ditch, you can't fill up the ditch by digging out earth from the ditch and putting it back. That's not going to fill it up. Kikvar nizbalbel ho'olam kol kach alidei chetot omarishin v'chatoi adoiros ad sheroiv hashefa etzel ho'akum. What they were implying is that the world is in such a state of bilbil today. The world is so messed up as a result of the sin of Adam HaRishon, and as a result of the sins of all the subsequent generations, that unfortunately most of the Shefa that should be in the hands of Klal Yisrael is in the hands of the Goyim. So therefore, if we do business among each other, it's not gonna make it. Al kein afilu bimei David hoyokosho Yisrael hispanis zemizeh. This explains why even though during the time of Dovid HaMelech, which was a glorious time for Klal Yisrael were on a high then, still, they weren't high enough to be able to sustain each other. Al kein heishiv, therefore, Dovid HaMelech responded, L'chu u'pishtu yedechem bagdud. Go attack the goyim and get wealth from them. L'lchoy memu'akum, to do battle against the other nations. U'lohoitzi mihem hashefa, to remove the shefa from them, lahashivo lemekoima, and to return it to its proper place, lebnei Yisroel haksherim, to the religious Jews. The Zohar Kodesh mentions this regarding the whole topic of parnosa, how it is that we know the Gemara seems to say in a lot of places that all shefa goes to Eretz Yisrael. First it comes to Eretz Yisrael, and then the rest of the world gets what's left over. So the Zohar Kodesh says, we don't see that. Again, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai during his time saw that that wasn't the case. So he explains it's true. That's when everything is beseda. That's when everything is the right way. Then Eretz Yisrael is compared to a cup, and the rest of the world is a saucer. When does the saucer receive? When you fill up the cup to the top, and then you keep pouring, then it runs over to the saucer. But when there's a hole in the cup, Rahman al-Islam, then what should be retained in the cup isn't retained in the cup. It leaks out into the saucer, so that the shefa that should belong to Eretz Yisrael, that should belong to Klal Yisrael, has leaked out to the other nations, to Chutz Laaretz. Not all of it. Baruch Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, there's a lot of shefa also, Baruch Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas shenikro neshech, and this also explains why interest is referred to as neshech, bite. K'moshikosev kol dovor asher yishoch. That's the terminology used when it speaks about interest on a loan. B'chinas im yishoch hanochosh b'loy lachash. Because that's the same term that's used about a snake and that's used about a person who speaks lashon hara. The Gemara says that Hashem, they asked the snake, why do you bite people? You don't get any better pleasure from the blood that you suck out of a person than you do from eating dirt. And the snake's response was, I get the same pleasure that a person who speaks lashon hara. He also doesn't get any personal benefit, and yet he does it. Shehu b'chinas pigam lashon hara. K'mashom Rabbi Seinus, not like the Gemara says. K'alidei lashon hara, kol ha-machloikis shenim shach me'ashinuyim. Because lashon hara is what promotes machloikis, chas v'shalom, that comes from this diversity, from the differences between us. Shezehu ikar pigam ribis v'neshach. And this is the main damage that's done by interest, by collecting interest. It's machloikis, it's diversity. It's the opposite of promoting the shalom, which is promoted when there's tzedakah and gemilus chasodin. V'alken koirim im kesef talve b'pesach. And this explains why on one of the days of Chalamoid Pesach, this is the Torah portion that we read. In kesef, if you lend money, shehuz man yitzias Mitzrayim. Pesach is the time of yitzias Mitzrayim. And we saw that yitzias Mitzrayim was through shidud hamarochos. Hashem showed that the stars and galaxies, they don't control the world. Hashem controls the world. Like we learned in the previous year, like we touched on in the previous year, when we spoke about a person who collects interest is koifer in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was shidud hamarochos. Hashem changed the sun and the moon and everything, which means above zman, lemala mi'azman, not controlled by teva. Any questions?
The question in terms of Dovid HaMelech's Eitzah he gave them, it seems as if he should have just jumped to the second level of Eitzah, because the first level didn't work out, or they came back at him and said, it's not going to work out.
It was to teach us Torah that the second Eitzah is only because we're not holding in a place where the first Eitzah is supposed to be the right one. Really, we shouldn't have to be battling the Goyim at all. We shouldn't have to have any dealings with them at all. The Pasuk says, Hein am lavodod yishkoin uvagoyim lo yishasha. We should be able to sustain ourselves. We should be able to make parnasa among ourselves. It's only because, unfortunately, there's a lack of shalom among us the way it should be. That's what forces us, that's what has caused us to lose the Shefa. That the Shefa has actually left Klal Yisrael and gone and fallen into the hands of the Goyim. So now in order for us to get the Shefa back, we have to have dealings with the Goyim. In other words, David HaMelech was showing the order, the correct order.
Thank you.
Okay, now Rav Nosson Zal touches on what's going to be a major topic in the Halacha coming up. Shayach lahamedrish notal emes v'hishlichoy laretz, related to the famous medrash where when Hashem first was going to create man, he consulted with different angels, and the angels of emes said, don't do it, you'll be sorry, man is sheker. So the Medrash says, the Medrash the Gemara says, Hashem took the angel of Emes and threw him to the ground. Rav Nosson Zal says, Vezeh, and this is why the Gemara says, Kol hadon din Emes la'amitoi ki'ilu nase shutaf la'kadosh baruch hu b'maisa bereishis. Note, there's Emes, and there's something that's higher than Emes. There's something called Emes la'amitoi. And the Gemara says, a person who is zeicher to make a judgment of Emes la'amitoi becomes a partner with Hashem in creation. Rav Nosson Zal says, la'amitoi daika, that's only if the person achieves that higher level Emes. As the poiskim in Chosh Mishpat, which speak about this, explain that this refers to a judgment in the court that sometimes it could be considered right, but yet it could be, it's true, but there's a higher truth than that one. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain later that in this world, a person cannot really achieve Emes without Emuna, which is the perfection of Emes. Bechinas Ezer Kenegdoi. Like when Hashem created man, Hashem created Adam, so Adam was on an incredible high level. He was the Malachim had to come to him to learn from him. And yet, the Torah tells us he was not complete until Hashem created Chava, an Ezer Kenegdoi. And that's this concept of Emuna, which is what supports Emes. We're going to have a lot on this, you know, in the Halacha. Hayotze Mizeh, what comes out of this, She'ikar HaMachloikis Al Yidei Ho'emes She'enoi B'Shleimus. The main cause of machloikis in this world is it's the result of an emes that's not perfect. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, when it speaks about what the world is going to look like before Mashiach comes, it says v'ho emes tihye ne'ederes, that the emes is going to become wandering around like groups. Sheteyose ho emes adorim adorim. The Gemara says there that the emes is going to become groups and groups. V'chol echod oimer she'etzlo emes. Each group is going to be saying, we are the truth, we're promoting the truth. We see today, we see it in the world, and we see it among, even among Klal Yisrael. Incredible diversity, people with all kinds of different hashkafas, different ideas, all supposedly learning the same Torah, and yet completely different, you know, very, very different in many ways, and unfortunately, not all of them are friendly to each other. And each one saying, my way is the real truth. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'yesh shekavanosom be'emes aval hem toyim. There are some who are really sincere. They want the truth, but they haven't been zeicher to the real truth. They're making a mistake. V'yesh bozeh kama bechinos. There are many different levels in this. Aval afal piken, however, despite all of this, Iker ho emes la'amitoi hu echod. The ultimate truth is one. V'alkein lo yishlich hasholom. And this explains why the Gemara says there that when Hashem consulted with the angel of emes and shalom, they both responded, don't create man. And Hashem only threw the angel of Emes to the ground. He did not throw the angel of Shalom to the ground. Ki kol hatos v'machlekes al yidei ho'emes. Because all of the mistakes that go on in the world and all of the lack of peace in the world is coming from Emes, supposedly. People supposedly seeking the truth. V'zehu, and this is also what took place when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, and Hashem came to them afterwards, and Hashem said, Ayeko, where are you? And Hashem said, Mi higid l'cho ki eramoto, who told you that you're naked? Prior to eating from Eitz Hadas, you didn't know to feel any shame or embarrassment in not wearing physical garments. Even though you were on an incredible high level at the time. And now, now you're suddenly embarrassed by the fact that you don't have clothing? Alkein nigzar olav misa, and that's why Hashem decreed death. Ze bechinas vatashlech emes orza. This again is related to what it says that Hashem took the emes and threw it to the ground. Vayudeze yizdakech veyokum betchia. By taking the emes and throwing it down into this world, into the olam hasheker, those tzaddikim who will work on themselves within this olam hasheker to purify themselves, to search for and to find the emes in this low place, through them the emes will really be purified and come back, and man will come back in tchiyas hameisim. Zeu bechinas tale emes min ha'oretz. And this is why the Medrash says afterwards, that when the angel of Emes complained and said, what do you mean? I'm your seal. I'm the seal of Hashem Emes. Why are you throwing me to the ground? Hashem said, you're right. Tale Emes min ha'oretz. Let Emes get up min ha'oretz, from the ground. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to focus on this in a big way later in the halacha. Emes me'eretz titzmach. That in order to achieve the Emes of the Malachim is a certain level of Emes. It's not the emes of Hashem. In order to achieve Hashem's emes, a person has to go down to Eretz. They have to go down to this world and battle with the Yetzer Hara and battle in this. And if a tzaddik is zeichet to succeed in this world, through this he rises above the malachim. He rises to be masig the emes of Hashem, kaviyochel. Ki ikar tchias hameisim al yidei emes. Because the whole concept of the dead coming back to life is dependent on emes. Shehu sama dechaya. As the Gemara says, emes is an elixir of life. The Gemara says there was a place, a city called Emes, Kushta is the Aramaic word for emes. People didn't die in that city. In order for a person to die, he had to leave the city. Again, the way Rav Nosson Zal presents it here, it's not so clear. It's bits and pieces. We're going to have much more on this in the halacha. Now, the next two paragraphs, he's going to go into a very important topic. With this, we can understand the importance of making Havdalah on Saturday night. Havdalah means separating, differentiating. And it's brought that by making Havdalah on Maitzoy Shabbos, that's what helps us to draw from the holiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, al yedei shemavdilin ben kodesh l'chol, by separating between holy and weekday, ben yom hashvi'i l'sheshet ha'amaisa, from the 7th day to the 6 days. Even though logically it sounds just the opposite. What do you mean? I would think you need to build a bridge in order to draw from Shabbos into the weekdays. Dehainu shemavdilin ben emes shel Shabbos, ubein emes shel sheshes emei amaisa. This means that we're making a separation between the emes of Shabbos versus the emes of the 6 days of the week. We know the Gemara says that Shabbos is emes. The Gemara says that on Shabbos, even an amoretz is afraid to lie. When it comes to the laws of demai, when a person buys grain or food from an amoretz, and we're not sure if he took trumas amaisras, the Gemara says on Shabbos, you can trust him, because Shabbos is emes. So we see that there's a difference between the emes of Shabbos versus the emes of the 6 days of the week. Shehu bechinas havdola ben koidem abriya la'achar abriya shenivra b'sheshes mi'amaisa. This is also the difference, the separation between pre-creation, before creation, when there was only Hashem, and after creation, which was done with 6 days. Ki takef achar habriya naser roshim al sheker. Because the moment Hashem created, the moment there became two, Hashem and creation, there became an opening for sheker. Aval oz hoyadayin achar abriya gam kein bebechinas emes. However, in the beginning, immediately upon creation, then it was still emes. Rak afal pikein hoyatekef roishim al sheker. However, there was an opening, a slight opening for sheker. Hainu bechinas ho emes hasheni, meaning that second level of emes, that slightly lower level of emes. Shetzorich birur, which requires refinement. Sheachizas hasheker mimenu, whereby the whole concept of sheker originates from and begins from that imperfect emes. Bechinas, just like the Gemara says, kol sheker she'ein boy emes bitchilosoi, any sheker that doesn't start, that doesn't begin with emes, will not be accepted. People won't buy it. Rav Nosson says, note the wording in the Gemara, the fact that it says bitchilosoi, at its beginning, haynu sheyoinek mitchilas habriya. This is telling us that sheker draws from the beginning of creation. Shehoyo adayin emes, where at that point it was not sheker yet, it was emes. However, it wasn't the initial pure emes of pre-creation. Ach mishom nishtalshel achizo l'hasheker. It's just that from there it spiraled down to create an opening for sheker, because the emes had not yet been purified to its purest state. And therefore, the main tikkun for this whole issue is dependent on havdalah. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to address this. Shetzrichin leida lahavdil. We need to know to differentiate between the emes of Shabbos and the emes of the 6 days of the week. The Torah is called emes. The Ben Ish Chai says that 1 hour of learning Torah on Shabbos is like 1,000 hours during the weekdays, which means again that the Torah of Shabbos is on a completely different level. Shehu bechinas havdolo ben koidem abriya lachar abriya. This is similar in concept to the distinction between before creation and after creation. V'zeu bi'atzmoi b'chinas havdola bein hatzadik ho'emes l'shar ho'ilam. And this is also the difference between the tzadik emes and the rest of the world. Af al pi shehem gam kein anshe emes. Even though among the Jews you can have talmidei chachamim who are also anshe emes, they're also people of truth. Aval ho emes sholehem tzorech zikuk adayin. Zikuk adayin. However, their emes is not 100% pure. It requires purification. Ki hatzadik ho emes hu bechines Shabbos, the kula yoimi. Because we know in the Zohar HaKadosh, it refers to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai as the Shabbos. His students said to me, you are the Shabbos, we are the 6 days of the week. The Iker HaTikun Alidei Havdolo Daiko. And the main tikun for all of this requires separation, meaning Alidei Sheyoidin Sheyesh Hevdel Goidel Beinehem. By the regular people realizing that there's a major difference between us and the Tzadik Emes. The Ief Shalahasig ho emes shel hatzadik bedaitoi, rak alidei emuna. And we are not capable of understanding the emes of the tzadik through das, only through emuna. There's a lot of things that we will not be able to understand about the tzadik. It'll require emuna. Vayiteze mischazek alidei ho emes sheyesh boi emuna shleimun. And this is what gives us strength when our emes has solid emuna with it. Sheze iker tikun ho emes shel kol ha'olam. That's the main tikun of the emes of the rest of the world, besides the tzadik emes. Lehischazek al yidei ho emes be'emuna shleima. That we have to strengthen ourselves and fortify ourselves through emes to get to emuna shleima, to get to complete faith, to be willing by by achieving a certain level of honesty and truth, being honest about who we are and who we're not, and being honest about some of the things we see about how great the tzaddik is, so then even those things that we don't understand, we can apply this emunah shlema. Kal yidei ho emes shebelev kol echad yochoy lochovin shetzorech leshazek be'emunah. Because it's through the honesty that each and every person has deep inside their heart, through that a person can realize that even if there are things that I don't understand completely, so what? That's not an excuse, that's not a justification for me not to learn from the Tzaddik Emes, and for me not to accept the Tzaddik Emes, but rather to be mechazek myself in emunah regarding those things that I don't understand. Ki yefshir lohovin uletaretz kol hakushyoy shel hatzadik o emes. Because it's impossible for us to understand and resolve all the questions that we have about the tzadik emes. Kemoy sheyefshir lohovin hakushyoy shel Hashem Yisborach. Just like it's impossible for us to understand completely all the questions that we have about Hashem. As Rabbein Azal writes about this in chapter 55 in the second half of Likutei Moran. And this explains, again, a very unusual thing, that when Hashem is giving the Torah to Bnei Yisrael on Har Sinai, the Torah is the book of Emes. Hashem is giving the Torah to Kal Yisrael officially, publicly. The only message he says to Moshe Rabbeinu to deliver the Yidden is, stand back. Stand back. Don't come too close. That there should be a separation between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, and a separation between Aaron HaKohen and the others, and then Klal Yisrael should stand further back. Why? Because if they will dare to try to come close to Hashem, to climb up the mountain, v'nofal mimenu amrov, it says there, many people are going to die. And this also explains why in the Beis Hamikdash there was a mechitza, there was a separation, a poroiches that separated between a level of great holiness and the level of the greatest holiness, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'zeh b'chinas v'zor lo yikrav aleichem. And as the Pasuk warns, when it comes to speaking about the Kohanim, that a non-Kohen should not approach certain places that only the Kohanim was supposed to be. Ki b'chol mokem sheyesh kedusha yoyser, shom meir ho'emes yoyser. Because wherever there's a higher level of holiness, it means that the light of emes is shining more brightly there. Avol zeh ho'emes yefshel azor lahasig. However, that high level of emes, an ordinary person is not qualified, not capable of achieving. V'tzorech lamoid meirochoik. And therefore they have to stand back, stand in the distance. Ulahamin bozemes. And realize that we cannot achieve that emes with das. We simply have to believe in it. Avaloi sheyikrav elav letofsoy lasigoy. But not to think that we can approach it, to grab it and achieve it. And it's by realizing this, realizing the difference between Shabbos and weekday, and showing a difference by changing from our weekday clothes into Shabbos clothes, by changing from our weekday food to Shabbos food, all those changes showing the difference between weekday and Shabbos, through this we're zoicha to draw the holiness of Shabbos into the weekday, al yidei shemavdilim b'neihem, by recognizing the difference between them. V'chein al yidei zeh nichlal, a person would think shalom, shalom means peace, we're all one, we're all buddy buddies. There are parents who want to be on a first name basis with their kids. Don't call me daddy, call me Harry, call me Joe, you know. And they think that that's shalom, and they don't know that that's not shalom. V'chein al yidei zeh nichlal achar abriya v'koydem abriya. And through this we also bring together post-creation with pre-creation. Shehu b'chinas kloli is sheshes himi amaisa, shebohem nivra kol abriya, which means drawing the complete 6 days of creation during which everything was created, shenichlal bekoidem abriya, and plugging it into that incredible high light that existed before creation, shehu bechinas Shabbos, which is referred to as Shabbos. Kize ikar hoemes, kish yodea hoemes, shehi efshel lahasig bedaito etzam hoemes. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, this is the real truth. The real truth is, when we realize the truth, that we are not capable of understanding the ultimate truth today. We're in an olam hasheker. And it's only those tzaddikim who have purified themselves to the highest possible levels of purification, they can be masig the emes lamitoi, the higher level emes. But for us, no chance. And therefore, we have to try to get to keep refining our emes as much as we can and stress emuna and strengthen ourselves in emuna and more emuna, in emuna in Hashem, in emuna in the Torah, and emuna in the tzaddik, regarding those things that we don't understand about Hashem or the Torah or the tzaddik, no problem. It makes perfect sense that I don't understand it because I'm far from perfection of emes. Any questions?
Before creation, there was this emes lamitoi. Then creation came, and then that was already diluted, or the sheker had a foothold in. Then what happened with Chet Adam HaRishon? It got diluted further, or was that the same thing?
Exactly. It got worse. In other words, as soon as Hashem made creation, there wasn't sheker yet, but there were two. There was Hashem and the Bria. And when there's two, there's Bechira. Now there's a choice. Now there's an issue of Bechira. Now there's a potential for Sheker, potential. And then as a result of them making the wrong choice by misusing their Bechira, we suddenly dropped. The snake was promoting Sheker. The snake said, didn't Hashem say that don't touch the tree? That was a lie. Hashem never said don't touch. And Chava didn't catch that. And then he pushed her into the tree. You see, he touched it, nothing happened. Hashem never said, don't touch. The nochash was the beginning of sheker, of suggesting a sheker, and Chava accepted it. And then she passed it on to Adam HaRishon. And again, then it dropped another lip, and it kept dropping through all the sins throughout the generations. More sheker, more darkness, more and more darkness.
Rahman al-Islam. Thank you, Rav Nosson.
Sure. Now we begin this amazing halacha. This halacha really gives some of the most important yesoides of Yiddishkeit and Breslov. Choymer isu ribbis shefigu by Rabbi Senz al-Moid at shamru shenech shav kilu koifer b'chol ha-Torah uke koifer b'tzias Mitzrayim. Ki ikar koyach hayetzohoro nimshach mei ribui hashinuim. The main thing that empowers the Yetzohoro is diversity. Look at what we are in today. The Gemara says that as we get closer to Mashiach, things are going to get worse and worse, darker and darker. Did you ever have as much diversity as today? I always give the mashal. 50 years ago, 100 years ago, a woman wanted cookies. She told her daughter, go to the store and bring me cookies. She went to the store owner and she said, my mommy wants cookies. He gave her cookies and she went home. Everything was great. Now send the kid to buy cookies. Three aisles in the supermarket are cookies. There's 3,000 kinds of cookies here. Now choose. And look what results from it. A person would say, wow, this is living better. It's living better? Then how come so many sick people? How come so many diseases? How come, Rahman al-Islam, obesity and all kinds of other major, major problems, Rahman al-Islam? The Rambam writes, and this is well known, that it's more harmful to a person to overeat healthy food than to have a little bit of unhealthy. That's this concept of this one. That's an example of this riboy hashinuyim. There's such diversity today, and on one hand we look at it like it's such a bracha, but on the other hand, sometimes the choices are harmful choices. Ki b'shoyrish hakoil shom hakoil echad. Because at its place of origin, at the source, it's all one. Ve'ein shom shum shinui chasron. By Hashem, there is no diversity, there's no differentiation. Ve'shom kuloi toiv. And there it's all good. The ein shom shum rav is nagdus klal. There is no negativity, there is no evil, there is no opposition whatsoever. The ikar achizas hora, shemishom koyach hayetzahara, shemishom kol hayisnagdus, hu nimshach rak mebechinas ribui. The whole source of the of evil, which is where the Yetzirah draws from, which is the source of all opposition, all conflict, comes from many, when there's many. Sheshom yesh shinuyim. There's diversity. Ukamavur v'ator Amar Rabbi Akiva, as we find in the famous chapter on the Likutei Moran Torah Nun Aleph, where Rabbi Nizal speaks about this topic of emes. Where Rabbi Akiva said to his friends, when they went up to this very high place in heaven, you're going to see these stones of marble, of pure marble. Don't say mayim mayim. Don't say it's water. It's not water. It's marble. It's shayish. But note, he said mayim mayim. Rabbi Nizal explains there, why two? Because two means diverse. Two means shinuyim, pirud. Ayin shom heitev mashikosu shom. Study the beginning of that chapter in the Quran, Torah Nun Aleph, where Rabbeinu Zal really goes into explaining this topic of emes and sheker and the whole concept of diversity. Ki koidem abriyo hoya hakoyo echod, shubchinas kuloi toiv, kuloi koidish. Pre-creation, there was only oneness, which means all good, all holy. V'chulu, etc. He's quoting from Likutei Moran there. V'tekev sheyotza briya mikoyach el apoyal. The moment that Hashem took creation from potential into actualization, v'nishavu b'china shnayim. And now suddenly there became two. D'hainu koydem abriya v'achra abriya. There was pre-creation and post-creation, which are different from each other. Azai nesavet tekev shoyresh achizas hasheker. That's what began and created a roots for sheker to take effect. Afal pi sheloi hoya adayin chas v'shon shum ra v'sheker. Even though there wasn't yet any evil or any sheker in existence. Rach me'achar shoyo shnei b'chinois. However, because there were two, that created a possibility, a potential that could evolve into sheker, which is evil. Shehu hatuma, which is tuma. Shemishom kol koyach hayetzahara. That's the source of the yetzahara. Mishom kol haisnagdus, and that's the source of all opposition. Ki be'echod ein shayach hisnagdus. Because in one, when there's one, there's no opposition. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Nun Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal just quoted small pieces from that chapter. Umishom kol koyach habechira. And that's the whole source of bechira. Ayin Shom, take a look over there again in Likutei Moran. Aval gam achar habriya, af al pi shekvar nesave shoyrish achizas hasheker, shehu hora, shemishom koyach habechira. However, as soon as Hashem created the world, even though we say that that created the roots and for sheker and ra to take effect, which is the whole source of bechira, ki misham koyach hayetzahara, that's where the yetzahara draws his power from. Af alpikein hakol hoya behelem godol ma'oy. It was all very hidden at that time. V'adayin lo hoya koyach lahasheker shua yetzahara. And the sheker, the Yetzirah, couldn't yet actualize any of his desire, any of what he wanted to accomplish. Ad asher nisrabu hashinuyim yoyser v'yoyser. Until there came more diversity. Again, Hashem created tree, the sun and the moon and plants and everything. The Yetzirah is not yet functioning. Because of the fact that the ultimate purpose of the entire creation was man, because everything was created only for the sake of man, because it's only man that has this free choice, ki ein shum nivra ba'olam she'eloi koyach ha'bechira ki im adam. Nothing else in creation has bechira other than man. Ki hamalach hu kodesh v'tohar. An angel is holy and pure. Aval einloi bechira. However, they have no free choice. Ulehepech behemois v'chayois, etc. Heim chaserei das u'megushonimoi. On the other end of the pendulum, you have behemois chayos, who have limited das or no das, very negushim, they have no bechira. So you have these two extremes. The ikar ha-bechira eitzel hodom. The real bechira is only by man. The alkein bishviloi nivra akol. And that's what makes us the most important element in creation. Ki ha-bechira hi ha-chidush v'ha-pela ha-godol mikol yitziras maisa bereishis. Because this concept of free choice is the most incredible thing in all of creation. Kamuva b'sforim, as is brought in other sforim of Machshava and Kabbalah, u'bidvareinu kama, and is brought throughout our teachings in many places. Umach mashikra b'chira etzel ha'odom, shebishvilo nivra kol, and because of the fact that the main b'chira is only by man, form everything was created, v'ikra b'chira al yidei shesh yetzer tov yetzer hara, and b'chira could only be when there's two, when there's yetzer tov yetzer hara, al kein loy hoye koech la yitzhor le galois shikroi lo khosis u vadiach sodom at shehischel hariboy vashinoy bemin bnei adam. Therefore, the Yetzirah couldn't actualize his plan and reveal his sheker and convince man to do something bad until there became two people. The Hainu Shenishavu Shnayim, when there became two human beings. Shehu Kishenifra Chava, when Chava was created, and now there are two. V'oz ho yoshnei deyos, and now there are two opinions. Oz daika ho yoloi koyach lohosis. And that's what created an opening for the Yetzirah, for the Nochosh, to seduce, to convince. Ki ikar achizosoi me ribui v'shinui deyos. Because the main hold of the Yetzirah comes from the many, many opinions. V'ho'ikr kishnisrabu b'nei adam, and especially, the more human beings that came into existence. She'etzlom ikr abchira, where we said the main bechira is only by human beings. U'kmei she'kosuv, and as the Pasuk says, Oso ho'elikim es ho'odom yoshor, ve'hema bikshu cheshbonis rabim. Look at the wording in the Pasuk. Hashem created man, singular, yoshor, righteous, vehema, and they wanted many. They wanted many cheshbonos. U'kama shapirish Rashi Shom, as Rashi HaKadosh points out on that Pasuk, shetekef shenasu shnayim, the moment they became two, shenikru hema, which is called they, bikshu cheshbonos rabim. Now suddenly they have other desire, other interests. Losur me'achrei amokam, to turn away from Hashem. V'chotu negdoi, and they sinned against them. Beit sadas toivora. Ki be'emes nishmas ha'odom gedoilo v'gavoya moi. Because the truth is, the neshama of Adam Arishon and of a human being is on a very high level. And the Yetzer couldn't possibly get Adam Arishon to sin, kim al yidei shemislabish tchila b'ho isha, without first cloaking himself in the woman shedaito kala, where the Gemara tells us that the das of a woman is naturally lighter than the das of a man. V'achakach, so the nochosh went to her. V'achakach hi heisis oisoi, and then she became a springboard to affect Adam Arishon. Why? Why? What about the woman makes her, gives her this less das, and gives her this greater vulnerability to the to Torah? The answer is ki ha'isha nilkecha al yidei tardema v'shena. How did Chava come into existence? Through a deep sleep that Hashem imposed on Adam. Shehi bechinas histalkus hadas. Sleep means the das leaving. Shemishom ikra achizas hazman. And that's how, where time comes into existence. Ki b'hasechel ho'amiti masigin shein shum das klal. Because when a person has real das, the time has no effect. They're above the concept of time. As it says in the pasuk in the beginning of Tehillim about Moshiach, that Moshiach will say, I am born today. Every day he's a newborn. Not today I'm 2 days old, 3 days old. No, never. I'm always one day. I'm always in day one. Ayin Shum. The Iker Achizas Hashinuyim Hu Bahazman. And one of the main places where we see this diversity, this differentiation, is in time. Kamay Shoimrim, as we say when we daven Marev in the evening, Bisvune Meshane Itim Umachlev Sazmanim, that Hashem with his great wisdom changes the times. Meshane Itim Machlev Sazmanim, different seasons, different times. V'kanira b'chush Ribui Hashnuyim Shaldei Hazmanim, and as we see in actual life, the differences that take place during the different times, Koyer v'choim, cold and heat, Kayitz v'choyrev, summer and winter, Yoim v'layla, day and night, V'afilu b'yoim echod, yesh shinuyim rabin. And even in one day, there are many days, there's a difference between 8 o'clock in the morning, the sun isn't out, wow, I took a walk, it was so nice, it was cool, it was refreshing, take that same walk at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And as Rav Nosson Zal quotes the beginning of the Kisvei Arizal in the Eitz Chaim, she'ein yoim doim al chaveroi ve'ein rega doim al chaverto, that no 2 days are exactly alike and no 2 moments are exactly alike. Umishom nimshochim kol hamoiroi shelotom kol ma'ashoi v'lov. And it's from this concept of time and the differences in time that all the different things that happen to a person are based on this diversity, these changes in time. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into an explanation. We'll hold it over here for now. Kashim Yisborach, Mashgiach, Berachmov will continue from here in the next shir. Rav Nosson Zal is explaining the whole concept of creation, how it came about, and how the potential for good and bad came about, and how everything evolved, in order for us to know how we should deal with our lives today. That's the real ultimate purpose of all of this. It's a shame. Wishing everybody a wonderful day. To absorb what we're learning here, to be able to have the tools and the motivation and inspiration to be matzliach in this world. It's a shame.